On to item 10A, staff reports. Gail, are there any staff reports?
I just had one. I just wanted to mention that as we work through the shelter-in-place order, we will be taking a look at the board meeting agendas going forward and ensuring that whatever essential agenda items should be on there for the board's consideration that they are. And that, I am cognizant of different hats that board members are wearing these days, and that we will try and streamline the upcoming board meetings as much as we can, but also maintaining, what we are here to do at SACERA. So I just wanted to let you know that, and also going forward, we've been doing daily manager calls. We're going to continue to do that. We're going to continue to proactively plan for the future and what that might look like. We have been assessing where we've been, acknowledging where we're at, taking the appropriate actions, and planning for different outcomes, and hopefully strategizing in the right direction for SACERA. So I wanted to mention that. Thank you very much for your support.
Thank you, Gail. With that, we'll go to 10B, Outside Professionals Report. Scott, do you have anything further to add? Scott Whalen of Ferris? Hearing none. Item 10C, trustee comments. I'll just go down the list real quickly. Candace, do you have anything, any comments?
No, just reiteration. Thanks to staff for keeping things going as well as they have. And we're going to get through it, and I'm glad we're able to keep everyone working.
Thank you. Donnie?
Just to echo what Candace just said.
Great. Scott?
Ditto.
Jerry?
Yeah, I'd like to... with the acceptance, obviously, and agreement of the board, I'd like to propose adjourning today's meeting at some point in the recognition of the heroic efforts that are being made by healthcare workers and first responders. In years to come, there are going to be stories told about lots of heroes in this entire saga. But the most immediate ones that we're hearing a lot about, and they deserve the recognition, are healthcare workers and first responders. And in healthcare workers, I mean that much more broadly. When you talk about healthcare facilities, you're talking about not only doctors and nurses, but housekeeping staff and managers, intake workers, records keepers. It's a much larger group that we're dealing with. So I'd like to propose for your consideration adjourning in recognition of their ongoing efforts, healthcare workers and first responders.
All right. We'll take that up at the end here. Louie?
I echo Jerry and Candace's comments.
Thank you. Jay?
No comment. Thank you.
David?
I greatly appreciate what Jerry said, and I also agree with Candace's comments. And with respect to the front line on health services, I mean, it really is all of us. And every one of us who are there and taking care of folks afflicted with this, and then also doing so with the risk of exposure. And that's everybody, like Jerry said, from the healthcare providers to the cafeteria staff to the housekeeping staff and so forth. So thank you, Jerry, for that proposal.
Thank you, David. John?
Ditto to David's comments.
Thank you. Will?
I just echo comments by all the trustees. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Mike?
On behalf of my daughter, she's an ER nurse at Kaiser Santa Clara. I know they all appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. And Rusty?
No comment. Thank you.
Great. Then by voice vote, all those in favor of adjourning the meeting and saluting our healthcare and first responders, please say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion passes. Thank you, everyone, and thanks to all of staff and management for keeping us running. It has not gone unnoticed, obviously, by the comments of today. So with that, I'll say goodbye.
All right, guys. Thanks, Todd.
Stay safe. Stay healthy.
Amen.